and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're going to be reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 1 to 11. And the title of this reflection is One Spirit, Many Gifts. You will have noticed, the regular listeners to this podcast, that I have emulated Superman and leapt over 1 Corinthians 11 with a single bound. And you might be asking, why has he done this? There are two reasons. First of all, there is some teaching about the Lord's Supper, and I've already spoken about the Lord's Supper in these podcasts. I do want to return to these wonderful words, but I thought it would be good to move on to spiritual gifts. But if I'm honest with you, the main reason that I have leapt over these verses is 1 Corinthians 11, verses 2 to 16, the verses about worship, the verses where Paul talks about men and women in worship. And I just want to spend a little bit longer wrestling with these verses. They are challenging verses. They are the Word of God to us today. And so they've got an exciting message, but I just want to spend a little bit longer drilling down into these verses so that I can speak with more confidence about what they mean. I guess there's a word in that in and of itself, that as we read scriptures, as you engage with this podcast, we come across passages of scripture where we're not quite sure what it's saying in the first instance. And God calls us to be people who really wrestle with his word, who meditate on it, who play it over in their minds, and then who go to the commentaries, who go to the experienced preachers, and who listen and reflect, not to smooth out the angularity of God's word, but to really understand it more deeply. So, I guess in my case, that I'm able to teach it to others, but in all our cases, and I want to say for me, first and foremost in my case, so that we can live this out in our daily lives, so that it's part of our thinking, so that it's really in our bloodstreams. So 1 Corinthians 12 today, but we will return to 1 Corinthians 11. We pray to our God. Lord God, Heavenly King, be with us today as we read your word and as we reflect on it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from verse 1 through to verse 11. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all people. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one, just as he determines. Two things here, and I think verse 4 is key to both of them. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. I hope you will have noticed the repetition of the word one through our passage and how Paul says in different ways, again and again, it's the same Spirit, it's one Spirit. Unity is a real concern for him as he addresses the Corinthian church. He wants them to be united, and part of that is for them to understand and appreciate that there is just one Spirit of God, and they have all received of that one Spirit. They are a united people, one Spirit, one body, one people. But also, and this is the second thing, there are different gifts. There is a diversity of gifting. It's the one Spirit, but God in his grace and mercy gives different gifts to his people, and some of them are listed for us here. And it is God's grace, and it is God's mercy, because where would the church be if everybody had the same gift? He's going to go on to say that in verses 12 and following. What I want us to notice here in these verses especially is that the gifts are linked. Most obviously, tongues and interpretation. If you have one gift, if someone speaks in a tongue in church and there is no one there to interpret, then no one is going to understand what is going on. But you could have potentially the opposite situation. Someone is there who has the gift of interpretation, but because nobody's there with the gift of tongues, they're not able to use their gift. There is no message to interpret. I think the same interlinking is there when we think about prophecy and wisdom and determining between spirits. Paul encourages those who might speak out with a prophetic word, but we are called to weigh and test those words. It's not on the same level as Old Testament prophecy. Sometimes a prophet can give a word and they're actually mistaken, and so discernment is needed. And so for the gift of prophecy to really work well, for it to be healthy in church life, there needs to be those present who have wisdom and who are able to determine between spirits. These gifts don't stand in not so splendid isolation. They are to work together in the body of Christ. I encourage you to engage wholeheartedly in the life of the church and to use your gifts in the service of others. And the point here is that if you don't do that, then not only are you missing out, but others are missing out as well. Paul gives various lists of gifts in the New Testament, and clearly one of those lists is here. But I am of the view, after reading and reflection, that there are other gifts that are not mentioned, that these gifts are not exhausted, the lists that Paul gives. And so whatever your gift is, whatever your talent, however God has gifted you, use it in the wider world, yes, but use it in the church to serve the people of God, and in doing so, to serve your Lord Jesus, who by the power of the Holy Spirit has given you the gift in the first place. We pause for a moment. Just want to encourage you with this message about unity. And we pray that God would help each one of us in the life of our churches to be those who strive to keep the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. Lord, help us to use our gifts in your service also. Show us what these gifts are and help us in the life of the church to exercise those gifts in the power of the Holy Spirit, not being proud, not being boastful, giving all the glory to you. Help us in this, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.